Coming across a 508 resource limit is reached error can be a bit of a roadblock. This message basically tells you that the website you're trying to visit or manage has hit a wall in terms of the resources allocated to it. In the context of web hosting, resources refer to various elements such as CPU usage, memory, the number of concurrent processes, or even the bandwidth. This server-side error indicates that your site has used up more resources than were allotted to it, specifically referring to the server's CPU and RAM. This usually happens when there's a sudden increase in traffic, either because your site is becoming more popular, good news, or because it's under attack, not so good news, like in the case of a DDoS attack, where bad actors try to take your site down by flooding it with requests. Understanding this issue requires a bit of a dive into how web hosting works. Websites are hosted on servers, which are powerful computers designed to manage and serve website content to users around the globe. These servers have finite resources, and when a website exceeds its share, it triggers the 508 error. This can stem from various factors like a spike in traffic, inefficient code, or even a cyber attack. Variations of the 508 resource limit is reached error. The 508 resource limit is reached error can manifest in several ways, depending on the web server, hosting environment, or even the browser used to access the site. Here are some variations you might encounter. 508 resource limit is reached. Error 508, resource limit exceeded. Account has exceeded its resource limits. CPU limit exceeded. Memory limit exceeded. Process limit exceeded. Bandwidth limit exceeded. Website temporarily unable to service your request due to exceeding resource limit. Server unable to handle the request due to an overuse of resources. Reasons why this error occurs. Several factors can lead to a 508 resource limit is reached error. Here are some of the most common reasons. High traffic. An unexpected surge in website visitors can consume more server resources than allocated, especially if the site is not optimized to handle such spikes efficiently. Inefficient code. Poorly written or unoptimized code can demand excessive CPU cycles or memory to execute, leading to this error. Shared hosting environment. In shared hosting, multiple websites are hosted on the same server. If another site on the server experiences a surge in traffic or has inefficient code, it can consume a disproportionate amount of resources, affecting your site. Resource-intensive plugins or themes. Some WordPress plugins or themes can be resource hogs, especially if they're poorly coded or configured. Security issues. Cyber attacks like DDoS, distributed denial of service attacks, can overwhelm your site's resources, leading to this error. Possible ways to fix the 508 resource limit is reached error. Before we dive into the solutions, it's essential to understand why these limits are in place. These limits are carefully calculated to ensure that all hosted sites have access to the server resources they need to function correctly without interfering with each other's performance. Check website resource usage. The first step in resolving the 508 resource limit is reached error is to check your website's resource usage. This process will help you identify which part of your site is consuming the most resources, be it CPU, memory, or disk I/O. 10 web customers. 10 web customers can view their resource usage from their 10 web dashboards. To access your resource usage page, log in to your 10 web account. Click on the website you want to view. Go to Hosting Services, Resource Usage. Here you can view your visitor count and the memory usage of your database and files. To have an understanding of the resource usage allotted for your particular plan, click on the Workspace drop-down menu located at the top left of your dashboard and select Subscription Plan. If your website is hosted elsewhere, look for a similar feature in your hosting provider's control panel. Most providers offer a way to check your resource usage. Internal causes of excessive resource consumption. Before we tackle the solutions, understanding the internal culprits is crucial. These can range from necessary operational tasks to unwelcome intruders. Site backups. While essential, backups can consume a lot of resources if not managed properly. Running them during peak hours or backing up large amounts of data frequently can strain your server. Cron jobs. These scheduled tasks are vital for site maintenance but can become resource intensive, especially if they're not optimized or are running too frequently. Complex database queries. Long or complex queries can put a significant load on your server, slowing down your site and consuming resources quickly. Hacked site running harmful scripts. This is a worst-case scenario where your site has been compromised and malicious scripts are running in the background, using up resources. Third-party code. This includes CMS extensions, plugins, or themes that are not optimized and consume more resources than they should. Optimize site backups. Run backups during low traffic hours to minimize the impact on your server's resources. Only backup essential data and consider incremental backups instead of full site backups every time. Streamline cron jobs. Regularly review your scheduled tasks. Combine tasks if possible and disable unnecessary ones to reduce the load on your server. Schedule cron jobs during off-peak hours to avoid straining resources when your site is busy. Address database query performance. Review your site's database queries and optimize them for efficiency. This might involve rewriting queries or indexing tables to reduce load times. Implement caching to reduce the need for repeated database queries. This can significantly lower the resource consumption for frequently accessed data. Secure your site. Implement security measures to prevent unauthorized access and regularly scan your site for malware. Keep security plugins or extensions updated to protect against the latest threats. Manage third-party code. Regularly update your themes and plugins to ensure they're not only secure, but also optimized for performance. Regularly review and test the plugins and themes you use. If a particular extension is causing issues and hasn't been updated recently, look for alternatives or contact the developer for updates. Opt for well-reviewed, regularly updated plugins and themes. Quality often trumps quantity when it comes to site performance. Deactivating your CMS extensions. When you suspect that one of your content management system, CMS extensions, is eating up more than its fair share of resources, the first step in your investigative process is temporarily turning off all your site's extensions or plugins. This is a straightforward task, but crucial for isolating the problem. Navigate to the extensions or plugins section of your CMS dashboard and deactivate them all at once. If your CMS doesn't allow mass deactivation, you'll need to do it one by one. With all extensions deactivated, it's time to see if the error persists. If your site returns to normal operation, then it's clear one or more of the extensions was the cause. Start reactivating each extension individually, testing your site's functionality and resource usage after each activation. This step can be time-consuming, but is necessary for pinpointing the exact extension causing the issue. Disable your child theme. Child themes are essentially a set of files that inherit the functionality and styling of another theme, referred to as the parent theme. Customizations made in a child theme can range from simple CSS tweaks to more complex PHP function modifications. While these customizations allow for a high degree of personalization, they can also inadvertently increase server resource usage if the custom code is inefficient or contains loops that run excessively. There are high-resolution images or assets being loaded without optimization. Additional database queries are introduced without proper caching mechanisms. To determine whether your child theme is contributing to the 508 resource limit is reached error, you can perform a simple test by temporarily switching to the parent theme. Here's how to do it safely. Before making any changes, ensure you have a current backup of your site. This step is crucial as it provides a safety net that allows you to revert any changes. Switch to the parent theme. Navigate to the Appearance, Themes section of your WordPress dashboard. Locate the parent theme and activate it. This action temporarily disables the child theme along with its customizations. With the parent theme now active, closely monitor your website's resource usage and check for the disappearance of the 508 resource limit is reached error. This might involve revisiting the same pages or performing the same actions that previously triggered the error. Contact support. In the case that none of the above troubleshooting strategies worked, you should contact your hosting provider's support team for assistance. 10Web offers 24/7 chat support accessed through your 10Web dashboard. Steps for preventing the 508 resource limit is reached error. being attentive to your server resource usage is not just about averting potential crises. It's about ensuring the smooth, uninterrupted operation of your website. This proactive approach not only helps in keeping hosting costs in check as your site scales, but also significantly reduces the likelihood of downtime. Striving to remain comfortably below your resource allocation limits is prudent, safeguarding against the unexpected and ensuring your site remains agile and responsive. The role of APM tools. In the digital age, numerous tools can assist you in keeping tabs on your site's health and resource usage. An application performance monitoring, APM tool, provides deep insights into how your website interacts with server resources, pinpointing inefficiencies, bottlenecks, and potential issues before they escalate into real problems. They offer a granular view of your website's operational aspects, from server response times to database query efficiency. By identifying areas that consume excessive resources, you can take corrective actions, such as optimizing queries, caching content, or even upgrading hardware. When selecting an APM tool, consider features like real-time monitoring, alerting capabilities, and ease of integration with your current setup. The goal is to have a comprehensive yet straightforward system that alerts you to potential issues in real time, preparing for traffic spikes. If you're planning promotions or marketing campaigns, anticipate and prepare for potential increases in traffic. Understanding how your hosting provider measures site visits is crucial, as this will affect your resource usage calculations. While massive spikes might be rare, even a moderate increase in traffic can strain your resources if you're not prepared. Tools that simulate high traffic can help you gauge how your site will perform under pressure, allowing you to make necessary adjustments ahead of time. Investing for those who seek peace of mind above all, investing in a managed hosting provider with dedicated web servers or opting for a higher resource allocation with your current provider may be the way to go. Though more costly, these options significantly reduce the risk of your site experiencing downtime. Closing thoughts. In this blog, we've explored the 508 resource limit is reached error. We've navigated through practical steps for diagnosing and fixing resource overconsumption issues on your website. From leveraging monitoring tools to optimizing your site and preparing for traffic spikes, the key takeaway is the importance of proactive management to ensure smooth site operation. Implementing these strategies not only resolves current challenges, but also fortifies your site for future growth, keeping it healthy, efficient, and reliably online.